believes that there is a useful role to be played in the financing and the deployment of our advanced energy technologies, and that the loan guarantee program can be helpful, but we need to make sure that we get it right. So the question that I would ask you this morning, we can certainly work around your schedules, but will you make yourself available to come testify at the hearing when we're able to schedule one?
There's several hearings. There's going to be one in the House, I guess one in the Senate. If this committee wishes me to appear, I will appear.
I would think it would be helpful, and I would certainly welcome you there. Let me ask you about hydropower. I mentioned that in my opening statement. This is one of those areas when we're talking about renewable resources. I certainly classify hydropower as a renewable resource and want to work to make sure that that is clear in our policies here. But funding for hydropower is down 66% at the same time that all the other renewable accounts are slated for an increase. Both you and the president have made statements supporting the growth of hydropower here in this country, but it really appears to me that we're leaving hydropower behind in this budget. Can you address that?
Well, I would divide hydropower into, first, we have to make really tough decisions, and the thinking behind hydropower is the following. First, we don't anticipate any new large dams being built, but there is potential for hydropower in the United States of two forms. One is what I would call run-of-the-river generation, which we think is environmentally compatible. Also, turbines on existing dams, those flood control, where we don't have turbines, where it's economically feasible, we think that's also a potential. But those are areas which are very mature technology. And so, again, based on the philosophy, should we invest in, we've diverted wind research from onshore wind to offshore, which is not as a mature technology. So that's one class. The other class of hydropower is essentially what I would call kinetic devices, hydropower that tries to extract energy from wave motion, tidal motions, things of that nature. We have this program that we invest in. We will continue investing in it, but we feel in these severe marine environments, while we will continue investing, we don't see in the near term that far things take off. We hope they do. And if it really looks like some of this hydropower attempts do look